This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all. So you're a job guy.
Guy. Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
More now than ever.
Well, I was going to throw this in after it, too.
Botox, but, old hag.
Okay, and it looks so bad. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
She's horrible.
She likes the mask, though, because then you can tell. You can't tell as much when she's in between Botox injections.
Well, you know, I have to admit, you know, I'm 42. Okay, and it sucks that I still have fucking puberty acne, and I love the mask. I love the mask thing too. This is great. I don't mind going to public all the time, so it's great.
I got a pimple on my ass a couple weeks ago. Does that count?
Sure.
Okay.
That's called a hemorrhoid.
Oh, no, it was just a regular little zit. No big deal.
Right.
Welcome to Off the Hook Radio for February 9th.
2021.
Yes. I even have February 2nd. I had so many damn typos tonight in my show stuff.
That's all right.
We're going over in pre-show. Anyway.
You know.
I know what it is. I'm not. That's not that typo. I was looking at last week's show. No, we're not going to do that one all over again.
You know, here's the thing that scares me with the whole with the typos. You called me last week on the phone and you said, I'm going to start doing the show in the afternoon because, you know, it works so much better. I don't have the syndrome, you do well. So what happened this week? You wrote the show early and you went back to square one. Typo.
I saw like four or five typos in it, didn't I?
Yeah. You still did give me some my great show notes, so. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, because if you don't hit the button, the show goes to hell.
It does.
We need you to hit the button. So half of this show is coming to you from the City of Champions, Tampa, Florida.
Erection.
Sorry, we were having an erection moment.
Well, we had an erection moment on Sunday night. So the City of Champions is Tampa, Florida. Eat that, New York. Oh, Slim, what state are you in?
New York.
Oh yeah, sorry.
I put up a thing.
Governor's better than your governor.
Yeah, he is. Your governor is going to be the next president. But
maybe
I put up a thing on like 20 minutes into Super Bowl and said, "Go Giants!" And I got
I saw that.
Three likes, not a comment. I thought at least somebody would sarcastically say.
Nobody has a sense of humor.
No, not at all. You liked it, or you funnied it, and a couple other people liked it, and that was it. I'm like, you know, whatever.
I got what you were doing, but
I know I because I don't watch sports. I really didn't even give two shits who was playing. But
like we said, you know, I don't give a crap if 25,000 people are listening or 25 people are listening. We do it for us.
We do it for fun. This is what I look forward to Tuesday nights and starting next week Sunday nights too with the Idol Radio Show.
Yeah. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers kicked the crap out of the defending champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, 31-9. Quarterback Tom Brady was very good. The offensive line was too. And Gronk scored twice. And the defense put it all together. My favorite part of the game was, of course, the outcome. But my second favorite part was China Joe and his babysitter mistress wife telling us to stay safe from the vid on pregame. It wasn't them being my favorite part, technically. My favorite part was the 22,000 people allowed in booed as soon as he showed up on the big screen.
They did.
And CVS bleeped it out.
Yep. They did.
cut the stadium sound. Make Jim Nance talk. Jim Nance was snickering, and I wasn't sure why. Jim Nance and Tony Romo are both Republicans. And I'm sure they got a kick out of it, but they had to maintain their dignity.
Well, it's just stupid that they did that, but yeah, it's kind of like the meme that's going around the internet. If you need 50,000 National Guard to protect the Capitol, you probably weren't elected by the people.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean,
but the 22,000 there, they did not enjoy him showing up on the big screen. And like I said, she had five sentences and talked way more than he did. He said some one sentence at the beginning and two sentences at the end, and she did everything else in the middle. Because
all the time.
Well, we all know he can't read that many sentences in a row. So earlier last week, the puppet tried to explain China virus relief to us. And we've got that for you. So you all completely understand what I'm saying about him not being able to do five sentences in a row. Here we go. President Freudenstein.
$100,000 don't get any windfall. But if you're a family that's a wage earner, each of the parents, one making 30 grand, one making 40 or 50, maybe that's a little more than, well, yeah, they need the money.
You just got that.
Nobody's going to ever convince me he was elected on purpose.
No. You know, the other thing that was great with the Super Bowl, I thought, because it's the only thing that I ever paid any attention to, was the dude who decided to go streaking across the field in the pink tutu, the pink swimsuit outfit there. Did you catch that?
Catch that, and I also caught the comments. Comments range from, why did he have the bottoms on? He's too chicken to streak, and he had a nice ass. Those were all female comments. They're not my personal opinion.
Well, I have some information regarding that.
Oh, good. One,
he was hired to do this. By an adult porn star, a video gentleman. I don't know the name. I could look it up, but I don't care. But he was hired to do this. And however, here's a little bit of other side information. This gentleman, and I don't know his name. I don't give two shits. He actually placed 7 Super Bowl bets, equaling a total of $375,000, that there would be a streaker during the game.
Oh.
Wait. He spent $5,000 on 2 tickets for him and his friend. His friend jumped on the field first as the distraction in an agreement for $10,000 and to get out of jail. You know, he would use the money through the... Okay. So the streaker paid a total of $2,000 to get himself and his friend out of jail. He gave his friend $20,000 instead of $10,000. For helping him out, and he ended up winning $348,000.
Yeah, but I think the bookies where he made that bet are going to be coming to visit his ass.
You know, that's out. A very,
they, if you know it, they know it.
That's a very good point. So,
yes.
But yeah,
I worked for a bookie when I was a teenager, and they're not the nicest people.
Here's the thing: if you're going to do this, especially since it's really not that big of a deal. He's not $1,000 fine, you know, big deal. He's not going to go to jail. At least if you're going to do it, put something on and advertise, at least while you're advertising off the hook radio for us, or, you know,
it was a porn site. He should have done a helicopter.
Yeah.
Advertise.
If he'd done the helicopter, he'd be in jail for life, because that's sexual.
Oh, yeah, true. We got Mayor Castro down here. I got something coming up on her, I think.
He'd be in big trouble. But that definitely was the highlight. You guys, if you were watching it on TV, did not see it. You had to find the clip of the streaker on the internet. But, yeah, it was definitely all pre-planned. And I guess this has happened before. This same adult entertainer guy has hired people to streak before.
There's a lot of adult entertainers that live in Florida because California's got a condom rule. So they're making all the porno in Florida. Right.
Yeah. So, what a good way to get some publicity for $2,000 in legal fees and fines.
Yeah. And so now we all understood what China Joe was saying about the stimulus thing. No, we don't.
I agree.
But after the game, Tom Brady, the Super Bowl MVP for the 5th time in his career, was answering Jim Nance's masked, mumbled questions up on stage with his kids there. Now, his kids had a mask on, but Tom Brady did not have a mask. So immediately the Twitter wackos in the media labeled this gridiron hero as dangerous. He's dangerous. He's going to give the whole city, the whole country, people flying, they're all going to get the vid because of Tom Brady. Well, and Tampa Mayor Jean Fidel Castro, her name's Castor, but I call her Castro all the time, and apparently they like that at on the WFLA news site that I comment on regularly when I call her Jane Castro. So I tons of likes. Down the city of Tampa is like the only liberal area around here. And Jane Fidel Castro vowed to identify fans who didn't wear masks in the stands and then send her Gestapo troops after them. This is our new normal. Now, we also have pictures of Jane Fidel Castro at a Tampa Bay Lightning game up in the rafters because they weren't supposed to have fans there at all, with a kid and a guy in a mask. And guess who didn't have one on?
She didn't.
She didn't.
And this is the problem that I'm seeing.
Typical Democratic hypocrite.
Yeah, well, this is the problem I'm seeing all over, is the politicians are making these rules. Nancy Pelosi, you know, you have to wear a mask on, you know, the Capitol grounds, you know, and of course she's been caught without one. You know, she's fining the senators and House representatives that don't go through security, yet she's been refusing to do it. It's not right.
And they're taking away the rights to carry guns for the people who have permits.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Because, you know, that congresswoman from wherever the hell she's from, not the one from Georgia. She is goofy. But, you know, stripping her of her seats is just beyond the pale. But they want to ruin anybody who's not on their side, which means they'll be coming for us soon.
Of course. And it's like when the New Jersey governor, he went out for dinner. And I mean, I posted this one to TikTok and the lady went up and was screaming at him for having dinner. Now, yes, he wasn't really breaking any rules. He was outside, you know, at a restaurant, socially distanced and everything else. But the problem was, is that he was preaching to his people that don't go out and eat, stay home. But then yet here he is being the hypocrite. I mean, yes, you don't wear your mask. The lady was screaming at him why he wasn't wearing a mask. Well, you can't wear a mask while you're shoveling food in your mouth. I mean, number one, you can't. But he still shouldn't have been out having dinner with his family after he just had told everybody in New Jersey, you shouldn't be out having dinner with your family.
It's been almost a year since I've eaten in a restaurant.
See, we still are. We're going out. We've been going out for dinner. But, you know, I'm younger than you. I'm not
go to drive-thrus.
Oh, and the only thing that's keeping you safe there is the fact that in the restaurant you can take your mask down. But
I went into a restaurant to pick up food once.
But you didn't take your mask down.
No, because I wasn't seated.
Correct.
Plus, I didn't want to smell the booze on the drunks that were sitting at the bar where we had to go pick up the food. I hardly ever drink, and I just don't like the smell of it. So, anyway. Like I said, after the game, Tom Brady became a hated person from the left, and this is now our new normal. But fortunately, we here at Off the Hook Radio have international film and television star Nick Searcy to lend perspective to what happened on Sunday.
Well, 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 it's another day in Los Angeles, another non-essential walk. And I'm Nick Searcy, your host on day 49 of my non-essential walk in Los Angeles. 49, which is probably going to be the age Tom Brady will be when he wins his last Super Bowl. There's been a lot of talk today about what a hero Brady is on the football field, 7 Super Bowl rings. Nobody's ever done that before. Nobody's even close. But he's a hero in other ways, too. And let me tell you why. My favorite part of the Super Bowl yesterday was when Tom Brady was on the platform and the CBS guy, I can't remember his name because I've forgotten his face because he's wearing a mask, so you couldn't really see his face. And that guy's trying to ask Tom Brady a question, and Tom Brady, who's not wearing a mask, looks at him and goes, I can't understand what you're saying. He makes the guy move closer because, of course, it's hard to understand what anybody's saying when they've got that stupid mask on. And the fact that Brady wouldn't wear the mask sends the right message, because you have to understand that whole Super Bowl thing, the wear the mask, the unity, all the commercials about how it's been such a sad time, but there's a lot of good that's come out of it too, because we've all pulled together. And as long as you conform and you are exactly like everybody else and you wear your mask, so that we can't see who you really are? We're going to make it through this together. You know what? Screw it. We need to take the masks off, just like Brady, and stand up and say, no, I'm not one of you. I'm an individual. This whole unity thing, it's anti-individual, it's anti-American, and that's what they're trying to do, make you conform. Stop it. Take your mask off, be like Brady, win championships, grin and say, I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Can you take your stupid mask off?
He's right.
It's beautiful. I like to use Nick's stuff on points that I'm trying to make on the show because he's better at this than I am.
Well, and he
is. He's, the man's good.
And he's right. But the only thing I have a issue with is the fact that if a bunch of us start doing this and taking our masks off and going into these public places and taking our masks off, we're going to get bombarded by the left and the people in the store that want us to wear our masks, and we're going to be thrown out of the stores. And
I got a criminal story coming up that kind of covers that later on too.
It makes it hard,
rather prescient there, Slimbo.
Right, and it makes it difficult. I mean, we need to. Here's the thing: we got Dr. Fauci, who's went from we need to wear a mask to where we need to wear two masks to where we need to wear three masks. And,
he's just fucking with us now.
And now we have to wear masks until even after everybody's vaccinated. And it's just, this is just so getting out of control.
Yeah, I'm getting pissed about the vaccination thing, too, because Florida is so set up to do this. Governor DeSantis has got places all over the state ready to go. Hospitals, clinics, grocery stores, for God's sakes, drug stores, CVS.
But
he can't get enough friggin' vaccine.
And if the government, if the federal government is controlling that,
they ain't going to give it to the red states.
No. And what kills me is you got Joe Biden says he wants to, 100 million doses over the next 100 days.
He don't know. He was just trying to read something.
Well, but I did go back, and he did. That is what he really. That is what the administration is trying to achieve right now is 100 million doses in 100 days. That is the actual goal at this point. There's just no way. Number one, I don't think you're going to get enough people that want the vaccine.
They don't have enough vaccine to do people under 65 with pre-existing conditions yet. Now, that's the next point out. They started with 75 and older healthcare workers and people that are in convalescent homes or whatever. That was round one. Round two is anybody with 65 or older. Round three is under 65 with pre-existing conditions. I'm in there, okay? But there's nowhere I can go. I'm registered at three different places. There's nowhere I can go to get a vaccination.
Nope.
I'm not allowed yet. I'm not old. You're not old enough. The girl at the public store, there was one person waiting for her vaccine. I said, there's only one friggin' person in line. I said, don't you have an appointments open? She goes, no, they're all taken. I said, come on.
But there's only one person.
She goes, I don't think you're 65. And I put my mask down and she goes, oh, you're definitely not 65. I said, well, thank you for that. But has anybody offered you $40 for a slot? Because if you put me in line next, I'll give you $40 cash right now. I can't do that. I said, 60. She giggled a little bit. I said, oh, she's breaking down. Okay, 100. Hesitation. Sir, I can't do that. I just can't do that. She thought about it, but she couldn't
do it. Sure did.
Yeah. So I even tried to bribe my way into getting the vid. So I don't know. Because my mom's supposed to have this heart thing on February 23rd. And she's already had a quintuple bypass, for Christ's sake. So, I'm in charge of every damn thing. So she's up in Pennsylvania. If something happens to her, I got to go up to Pennsylvania and I don't have the vid shot. I'm screwed. It's like quarantine. I come from Florida. You've got to quarantine for 2 weeks and all this bullshit. And I'm going to get crap because my car's got floral plates on it. What am I going to do? Hell, it's got my name on the plates.
Well, yeah, but all that.
I can't hide from anybody.
Yeah, but all that quarantining stuff, from my understanding, is all self. You just, you, it's
is
not,
it, is down yeah, to there self isn't, quarantine now.
It's a, Well, it's you're just supposed to do it. It's not like they have cops at the border watching for your plates to come across. I mean, you're supposed to do it.
Then I can just be a rebel like Nick Searcy then.
Yeah, and just say I didn't. Just be ignorant, even though ignorance is not about the law.
I was worried about it, and then I talked to my mom this afternoon, and I said, "Now your heart thing's on the 23rd, right, Mom?" And she goes, "Oh no, I had to change it." I said, "Why would you change your heart thing, Mom?" "Oh, I had an appointment with Dr. Wolf." I don't know. I don't even know what he is. He's some specialist that she goes to. And I said, "So?" She goes, "Well, it's harder to get an appointment with Dr. Wolf than it is to get the hospital to do the heart thing." So I got it postponed. I said, "Well, what's the new date?" "I don't know yet. It's on the calendar." And then she had somebody go look at the calendar. "It's not on the calendar." "Oh, well, when I find it, I'll call you back." Jesus Christ, Mom.
We're actually, one of the things that we're noticing here in our area in the last couple of weeks is numbers aren't really going up. They're not going down. They're pretty much staying.
But there's no flu.
Well, there's no flu. But
there is no flu.
Here's what we've had, though. We've had an extreme increase in deaths. Just in the last 2 days, we've actually had 17 deaths.
Really?
Yeah, which for our little, we have our area,
that's a lot, yeah.
Our area is 211,000 people. We've had 17 deaths in our area in 2 days.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's people aren't practicing what they're supposed to be, because people are starting to do like Nick is suggesting, you know, to take off the mask, to stand up to this, like what you're saying, that this control, and that's what it is. A lot of this, I've said it before, this is the government trying to see how far they can actually go before we fight back. You know, what's the next thing that they take from us after, you know, I don't know if you've seen it, but our good friend Locke has posted stuff that there's bills going through right now where they're going to be able to use, you know, come into your house without warrants to look for guns. I mean,
well, that's if Bill 127 passes, then it won't. So. His point's valid, but it won't pass
now. But that doesn't mean down the road enough wheels aren't greased and enough pork isn't added to this person and that person where they do get enough votes. I mean, enough sneaky deals could happen down the road. I mean, yeah.
You know, I read the bill because of who put it out, because I was thinking about using it for the show. And there's like half the things in there. Most lifetime NRA members like me would be like, "That's the way it's supposed to be anyway. It's no big deal." But then they go nuts. Psychological evaluations. You got to register to buy ammunition. I mean, come on. They're just, you know, it's typical Democratic stuff. They take something that could be helpful and they turn it into a left-wing whack job bill, and it won't pass. I'm not worried about it.
Well, no. I know.
Hard enough to get ammunition now.
It is. It is absolutely impossible. But what is the next? What is the next liberty they take from us? I mean,
well, they're going to send illegal aliens who have committed crimes. They're going to let them loose in the country because the Biden administration doesn't think they should be deported, even if they commit crimes in the United States. They should be getting all the same rights and things as citizens should get, which is total fucking bullshit.
And you got the migrant wave heading this direction.
I hope your children aren't listening, because I said the F word 3 times already.
That's all right. But you also got that migrant wave heading this direction that you know they're not going to turn around. You know they're going to let them into the country.
Nah. Well, I got something on that in a minute, too. We'll get to that later on. But I want to go to this thing in Chicago. Crack me up. I know Chicago's got problems. You know, the teachers there they're lazy and scared of the vid is what they say. Well, they don't say they're lazy, but that's what everybody's accusing them of. But they're scared of the vid. But actually, all they're doing is extorting the city for even more money. We got a story of the city overreaching for funds that is likely typical of what goes on in cities like Chicago these days.
Yeah, but hold on. Before you do that, though, the only school districts that are afraid of the vid are the union school districts.
Right.
The school districts that aren't union school districts aren't afraid of the vid and want to teach the kids. That's the funniest part about
these Catholic schools didn't spend hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars to upgrade their ventilation systems. And you don't hear about any pandemics break out in Catholic schools. Those kids have been going all year. But anyway, this is in Chicago. young lady named Jennifer Owen sold her car and she moved to North Carolina because it was because of COVID and stuff. Her job went away and she said, screw it. I'm out of here. I can't afford to live in a city, you know, without a job. I'm moving back home to North Carolina. And she figured Chicago was part of her past until a whole bunch of parking tickets started showing up. CBS 2 in Chicago reported Monday night, signs are everywhere telling you where it's legal to park and where it's when it's not, whether because of tow zones or days of the week, you know, that kind of thing. It gets a little confusing.
Oh, I'm sure.
And some people think it's frustrating. But this girl is getting tickets for her old car. The Doug Owen, apparently that's her father. Yes, said that the Pontiac Aztec should not have been ticketed because Jennifer sold the car in December of 2019. And that's like, was that 15 months ago? 14 months ago?
Yeah.
It was notarized. And Jennifer wasn't even living in Chicago. She had moved back home to North Carolina. With the whole pandemic going on, she couldn't afford much right now because she wasn't working. So she sold the car, left the plates on it. So every time the new owner got ticketed, he basically parks wherever he wants. And then she gets the bill, not the person who actually did it.
Now, see, that must be a little different because most times when you sell the car, especially if it's not like you're at a dealer and you're swapping plates,
yes,
you turn your plates back into the
DMV. If you do a private sale, it's up to the person who bought it. Yeah.
And that's, you know, after this story, I would never do that. I would return my plates because this poor lady's got thousands of dollars in parking tickets and stuff.
The Owens is then they reported the car lost or stolen to try and get out of the tickets. But the tickets kept coming. So they were trying to figure out how long Chicago can legally require someone to pay a ticket on a car and a tag that's been turned in is lost or stolen. The Owenses were able to get 8 of the 13 tickets dismissed finally. Doug said he couldn't get through to the Chicago Finance Department and he still owed $500 for the other 5 tickets. Apparently all the car that she had was in her dad's name. And that's why he's actually getting the tickets. So he made the decision to send a $250 check and send a note saying, please accept this for the 5 tickets and let's be done with this because I want it over. I just wanted it to go away. And then they sent it back to his daughter and said, oh, good. You paid 2.5 of the tickets. You've got 2.5 more to go. And that's when he got pissed.
And I don't blame him. I would have too at this point. I mean,
CBSN2 in Chicago to take this to the finance department who wouldn't answer their phone calls, the Owens's phone calls, to finally get the rest of the tickets dismissed. They aren't sending them back. They are sending them back the other $250. Yes. So
they should be sending them back all of the money.
Happy ending to the story.
But they should be sending them back all of the money.
Like
and the funny,
like massage parlors in Florida that the owner of the Patriots goes to, you get a happy ending.
And the funny thing is the CBS station probably went to this dude and said, listen, if you don't give the money back, we're going to do a news story on you. So they gave the money back and they did the news story anyways.
There you go.
Karma.
And just to show that liberal governments are everywhere insane, not just here. We've got this from London, Ontario, Canada. This one just cracked me up. My mind was blown. Ontario couple fined $880 for Pokemon Go outing amid stay-at-home order. They've got a stay-at-home order in Ontario. Now, you can go to the store, you can go to the drugstore, whatever. These are parents. They hadn't had a moment alone in months. So they decided to steal away for a drive last Wednesday, and they stopped to play Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Instead of Nookie, they do Pokemon Go.
They're just having it. They're just getting the hell away from it. Okay. They live south of Windsor, Ontario. I know where that is, actually. And had pulled into an empty church parking lot to capture some of the digital monsters. You explained this to everybody last year when you were doing it with your girls. Pre-the-vid.
Yeah, pre-vid.
Pre-vid. So it's an empty church parking lot. So they get out of their car. They get out of their car and they do the little thing with the phone to capture the Pokemon things. And an Ontario Provincial Police cruiser pulls up behind them. And the officer asks what they're doing. And then he told them their trip was not an essential trip and then gave him a fine for violating the lockdown restrictions.
What a fucking asshole.
I couldn't believe I was given a $750 ticket for sitting in my van. Apparently that's the American dollar equivalent of their fine. I don't understand how being inside your vehicle. Oh, they didn't even get out. They were still inside the vehicle.
You don't even have to. Sometimes you don't have to. You may be able to drive right up to the Pokemon if he's in the middle of a parking lot. I mean, sometimes you do have to get out. But
okay. The picture they have of one captured is on top of the blacktop. So that's probably was theirs. Oh, okay. So then with the fees and stuff included, it drove it up to $880. So that is Canadian they were talking about. He doesn't understand how being inside your vehicle is contributing to the spread of COVID. Well, it's not. But Essex County Constable Amanda Allen confirmed that a ticket was handed out Wednesday for failing to comply with the province's stay-at-home order restricting non-essential outings. We urge everyone to voluntarily comply with the rules. Well, it ain't voluntary if you're going to give them a $1,000 friggin' fine. The guy's last name is Steves, Steves, says his family have been closely following the regulations, including refraining from visiting family or friends for months. They didn't realize going for a drive could land them that big a fine. He and his wife picked up the mobile game Pokemon Go with his two teenage kids around Christmas. And you know how it works. You drive around and you capture.
Yeah. Yep.
They were going stir crazy. So him and his wife got out and they thought, hey, let's pop up that app on our phone and see if we can find some of these little monsters. You know, if they'd have kept driving, nothing would have happened.
No, you're right.
But they stopped.
But it's kind of like the issue I'm having with certain family members though. There's rules that have been put in place, whether we like them or we don't like them, like wearing the mask. You know, not doing these non-essential trips, which, yeah, like we said, these people weren't doing anything more than just getting out for a few minutes, you know, getting some fresh air, going and looking for a Pokemon, but it was against the rules. So, I mean, you can't knock the police officer for giving them a ticket. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous. I mean, he's a fucking idiot. He's a moron. And the lady, if the DA, you know, actually files charges and makes him pay this ticket, she should, you know, probably resign because it is stupid. But there are rules. And at this point, it's one of those things where they're probably trying to make a point. You know, people, you need to stay home. You need
what the cop says to him. He said their trip wasn't essential and told him if the family was involved in an accident, they could expose others to the risk of COVID-19, noting that if they needed to get outside, they could simply go for a walk. And the guy got fined, said, I agree it's part of the rules in the stay-at-home order, but at the same time, people's mental health has to be taken into account as well. He told the cop, he said, we're on a mental health break, for God's sakes. We got two teenagers at home. Didn't do them any good. Here's your fine, bitch.
But they need to do that. If they're going to do it for this poor guy, they need to do it on a regular basis. They need to be patrolling and finding everybody. You can't just pick one person out of the bunch and make an example of them and fine them. If you're going to do it, you got to do it to everybody or not do it at all. I mean,
even the medical examiner for Windsor, Essex, the community, said that, yeah, a walk outside is one way to get some fresh air. But he stopped short of saying residents should be barred from getting behind the wheel to go out for a break. He says, I don't personally see this as an activity that's not allowed. I think people can do that as long as they're not doing this to go and meet someone or engage in non-essential activity. They went out for a mental health break to get away from the kids, for Christ's sake, for an hour. And they end up with a fine. So I'm just pointing out that government control, once they get it, they keep ratcheting it up. They'll stick it to you.
And they're going to keep going and keep going and keep going until we do something about it and fight back. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is at the voting polls, which they're rigged. So
there goes our shot. Screwed now.
There's nothing we can do.
Yeah. Fuck you, Mitch. Costs us two Senate seats for $1,400, the moron. Anyway, I bitched about that. That's my third time bitching about that.
Which the part that pisses me off is technically the way that was all thrown out there in in Georgia, they actually were, they bought the votes in Georgia with that.
That's been documented, actually.
They bought those votes. And
the walking around money wasn't a pack of cigarettes to a poor guy anymore. It was $20, $40.
And here's the other issue with that, too. They promised that we would have that money tomorrow. And I know tomorrow didn't really mean tomorrow, but it meant that they were going to start the process.
Yeah, but Feeble Joe promised $2,000 if he elects these people in Georgia.
Well, you know,
and now he's saying, "Going, it's only $1,400, bitches."
Well,
Trumpy already gave you six. Well, Trumpy did give you six. Trumpy said 2,000. Mitch McConnell made it six.
Well, that's true. That's true. But the issue is they want to do, and what you're going to talk about next, instead of what Joe wanted to do, which was, you know, get us our money, which I'm not trying to say I want a handout. But if you were elected under the premise that you were going to get us Americans the money that we needed, you can't now impeach Trump instead of worrying about the COVID rescue bill.
Oh, screw us. They want to ruin Trump first before anything else happens. And they figure with executive orders, they can do all the rest of the liberal shit that we would be pissed off. There's not one damn thing that guy's done with his executive orders that's better than a 50% margin with the American people. He's doing stuff that's like 20%, 30% margins just because the liberals want it. It's insane. But speaking of which, and I wasn't going to even do this tonight, but I had a couple people message me today. Go, you can't talk about this. The real president is on trial again by the insane ones. Now, I saw a poll today that said 56% of Americans thinks he should be convicted. Now, we all know that's bullshit. I mean, it was a CBS poll. But I guarantee you, even if that poll was right, our 42% can take your 56% without breaking a sweat. Did you watch any of it, Slim?
I didn't. Cause
you didn't?
As far as I'm concerned, this is a waste of taxpayers' money. He's now a private citizen, regardless of all the conspiracy theories that are out there that say otherwise. He's a private citizen. This impeachment trial is unconstitutional. Let's worry about our country and not worry about not letting Trump.
Well, I'm a constitutional conservative. That doesn't mean I'm an expert on the Constitution, though. But the people that I follow that are experts on the Constitution, and there's three of them, Jonathan Turley and Alan Dershowitz and who's the other one? The guy used to be a federal prosecutor. But anyway, Starr.
Kenneth
Starr. Yeah, they are experts on the Constitution, and all three of them say that it shouldn't be happening.
No, because if the Senate had started
Bill Cassidy trial, apparently doesn't want to ever get reelected in Louisiana again after what he did today. He joined the five assholes from last week.
If the Senate had started the trial before he left office, it's a whole different ballgame. And that's why I don't understand why
they don't even have
Schumer. Well, I know, but that's why I don't understand why Schumer made a comment that it was just going to sit on the desk until after Biden became president, which meant that they were going to allow the transition of Trump from president to private citizen, which.
Well, I think it just goes to point to what we think, and that the election was stolen and they don't want anybody to find out about it.
That's
why they want to make sure Trump can't run again.
That's exactly what it is. But, you know, there's been people.
I don't think Trump will run again either. I think he's going to get behind somebody like Hawley or DeSantis, and he's going to lend his weight behind them, and they will win. And then at 4 o'clock in the morning that, you know, 1.3 million ballots just showed up and you lost.
And if that's the case, Trump will be a huge part of that DeSantis' cabinet.
I think so.
I wouldn't go and say vice president, because in my opinion,
he's just going to be a guy you can call on the phone. He's a billionaire. He doesn't need this shit. He never needed America needed him. Didn't need his mouth, but we needed his attitude.
That's why I don't think he's done. I think he's going to want not a presidential role, but he's not going to want to just be a phone call guy. He's going to want to, if he can get his foot back in the door in 2024 with a Republican president, he's going to want a top position to help try.
I don't think he will.
Some of these problems.
I really don't think he will. I don't think he needs to agree. He's the kind of guy, if he's not the boss, he don't want to be anything else.
I will agree with you there. I just don't want him to see it leave this country out to dry. And in 4 years, it is going to be.
Well, I watched Roadrunner cartoons today. They were more believable. So, but I did want to go back to the January 6th insurrection. You know, that insurrection where the only person who fired a gun was a Capitol Hill cop who shot a 14-year Air Force veteran climbing over a wooden wall where the window was broken. Yeah, she deserved to die for that, didn't she? You know, she didn't have any fentanyl in her system. She wasn't going to die anyway. She got shot in the neck by a stupid cop. So that was the only murder that happened that day. So I've never heard of an insurrection where nobody had arms or anything else, but they keep using that word and all the media repeats it. You know, it's horrible, but I wanted to mock AOC for her, my life was in danger bullshit. But the media has actually finally admitted this week that she wasn't even there. And, you know, they stopped from mocking her because I think they fear her for whatever reason. You know, it's like, you know, fearing a six-year-old. She's an idiot. But her explanation was sad. And we wanted to play for you her explanation that she gave to America for what happened that day when she was actually in her office in the Cannon office building, which I've been in many times. It's not in the Capitol. It's... You got to go down through the tunnel. You got to walk about 3/4 of a mile through the tunnel, come up, cross the street, and then you got to go down a block and a half because the Cannon's the third building down. Because she's a new member, so she wasn't going to get a close office, you know?
She thought she was.
She wasn't anywhere close to the fucking Capitol. So in order to mock her, I want to play what she said, but it has enhanced commentary from an internet wagon. We enjoyed it, so we're going to play it.
Here, where is she? This was the moment where I thought everything was over.
Liar.
And I come out, and this man is a Capitol Police officer.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
But then it didn't feel right. Because he was looking at me with a tremendous amount of anger and hostility.
You sit on a throne of lies.
And then he just looks at me and yells at me. And he just goes, go down and then go to this other building.
You stink.
I open the door when all of a sudden I hear that whoever was trying to get inside got into my office.
Who the heck are you?
It was a cop. It was a freaking cop, but he had anger in his eyes. Oh, come on. She, the only person she's actually for is herself. Did I lose you? Or are you on mute?
No, I'm here. No, okay. I'm just trying to, she's just a fucking idiot. There's just nothing. She doesn't even have like degrees in any of this shit. I mean, she didn't even go to school for any of this. Her position was bought. She's a model. She's no idea what she's
plus she isn't from a poor name. She grew up in a fairly well off family.
Yes. I mean, this is
she isn't Jenny from the block.
No, her whole election was bought, and she was a model before this. She is not a political science, you know, major with
I've got a picture of what she liked to do in college. She liked to have guys hold her under armpits so she could spread her legs with shorts on and leave farts that people would light.
And I'm telling you right now, you give this girl 2-4 years, she's gonna have power somewhere.
That's another reason Schumer is being even more of an ass than normal, is he's scared that she'll run against him in the primary for Senate.
And guess what? I think unfortunately she will win. And if she does.
Oh, God, please. Now, then when Republicans take it back over, they can kick her off all the committees for just being a moron.
These millennials love this girl. They absolutely.
It's because all they care about is themselves. They don't have any.
And they
haven't been taught anything.
Nope. And she makes them believe that that's what they they need to think. I mean, she's just filling their head with so much bullshit, and these kids don't understand it or see it or even come close to comprehending it. And it's scary. It's this indoctrine that's being taught in these schools. It's awful.
Well, I'm thinking all this hate towards Trump's really about his supporters, meaning us, the party of the working man, you know, the Democrats used to be. That's gone. And what's left is more powerful and more scary than anything we've ever seen before. And they control Freudenstein too, obviously. I said months ago, if blood's going to get spilled, the border's going to be the culprit. And the border states deal with the deals that they had with Trump, eight of them had deals with Trump, are not going to be enforced, says Homeland Security. It was one of those deals that got the judge to freeze Trader Joe from allowing criminal aliens free into the United States on day one, which he actually signed an executive order to do that. Now, technically, it would have been day 31 because they have to wait 30 days on executive orders. But they want as many of them in as they can get away with. So how are jobs going to recover? You know, they won't, because you're going to have all these people coming in to depress wages. But then Biden's going to say, $15 an hour, though. You got to pay everybody $15 an hour. Well, then what are you going to do? You're going to hire illegal aliens under the table and pay them $8. That's what's going to happen. So it's going to hurt the people that voted for Biden. You know, the minorities and young liberals that voted for Biden are going to lose their friggin' jobs to, $8 an hour illegals. And crime's going to go up again. But they want them as many in as they can get away with. So, like I said, about jobs aren't going to recover, we do have a clip on jobs from the masked Phoebe. Let's run that.
Right. And now, President Biden on job creation.
Look, man, we can get people back to work. We just got to come up with some new jobs. You don't think outside the hoagie. How about this? Door-to-door confetti salesman. Underwater accountant. Personal trainer for Brian Stelter. That's 10,000 new jobs right there. I'm serious, man. Once I took a road trip to the lost city of Atlantis with Corn Pop. That's when we came up with the idea for buffalo wings. Genius. Text Joe to Ocean's 11, 12 Angry Men, and Apollo 13. Free bag of confetti with every order.
There you go. Oh, okay. That wasn't really him. That was Tom Shalhoub on the Gutfeld show last week, but it rang true and it was funny. So
it was still funny.
We ran it. Now the other thing that's going on, you know, this is everything's supposed to be fair under the Democrats. It's not fair. Tesla, that's Elon Musk's company. He runs the SpaceX program as well as Tesla, and SpaceX program had a rocket that was, they thought was going to be the one that would be able to take Americans to Mars. And he was ready. They're ready to test it. And they were going to run it a launch, I think this week or last week or next week. Yeah, it was next week. And Biden said, no, you don't have the rights. We're revoking your rights to launch your ships from Houston or Cape Canaveral or wherever the hell he was going to run it from. And this was going to be a rocket that goes up and comes back down and lands. Okay, that was the idea. So he's sticking it to Elon Musk a little bit. But Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, he has a program called Blue Origin. And he's ramping it up. And he's going to have more time to devote to it because he's standing down as CEO of Amazon. If you didn't know who he was, that's who he is. So even though Blue Origin has fallen far behind SpaceX and another program. So since Elon Musk isn't a leftist, he's more of a libertarian. He's certainly not a conservative, but he's libertarian. And Bezos owns the Washington Post, which has spouted all the Democratic BS for years about Trump. I'm thinking they're going to let Bezos catch up. That's going to be his payback.
Probably.
Screw Elon Musk. We're going to give it to you, Jeffrey. And then in other Tesla news, although it could be related, I don't know that it is, and it's not a big story, but it's interesting.
It's a big story.
It really is a big story. Elon Musk did have his company buy $1.5 billion in Bitcoin, and they will now accept it as payment for Tesla cars and stuff in the near future.
Well, the reason
why is this a big story?
This is big because they're going to be one of the first major retailers to take Bitcoin. And when we're talking, we're not talking $100, $200 items with Bitcoin. We're talking expensive Tesla. So we're talking the movement of major amount of Bitcoin to buy a Tesla. Okay.
Yeah, so the only one that's worth getting is about 120.
Correct. So what, in order for this to maintain, in order to be able to, for them to accept Bitcoin as payment, they have to maintain a level. Bitcoin needs to maintain a certain dollar level at this point. And it really, if it goes below $42,000, they're going to actually end up having to pump more money back in to keep
it. Is that the point he bought it at?
Well, that's where he bought at, but that's what it shot up to in the first big spike. Okay. Was around four. Well, it went up to like 45, and then it dropped back down to about 42, and now we're up around 46, 47.
$1,000 for a coin.
For one coin.
For a
virtual coin. On a computer that tomorrow could be worth absolutely nothing. But here's, because they're now taking this as payment, they can't have a huge volatile market. They can't all of a sudden let those bitcoins be worth
$20,000.
So he's going to at least, if not keep increasing the value of Bitcoin, he's not going to promote. They're not going to let the market bottom back out. They're going to maintain. I personally think 40,000 would be the absolute max that Bitcoin will ever drop to at this point.
He basically has enough money to be able to keep the market stable.
I believe so.
And all right, then it is a big story.
It is, because now what you're going to see is, because if he can stabilize Bitcoin and not let it be able to drop below 40,000, you're going to see other major.
What happened? Your mic dropped out. Uh-oh. I'm all alone.
As Ford decides to take Bitcoin, now our minimum price is going to go up, you know, to $45,000, because we're going to have, you know, this is good news. This is
okay.
It's really good news for the people that got in early.
Well, that crap scares me, because years ago you told me to buy Bitcoin, and it was like when it was running up, and it was like $11,000. And I looked at it and I said, that's too risky for me. And like 2 weeks later, it was $2,000.
No, but
I felt good. I didn't do it. Now it's $47,000.
$47,000. So I mean, yeah. It's definitely virtual currency.
Well, I didn't know if that were like calls, I wouldn't have been able to make up the difference from $11,000 to $2,000 if I'd have bought a bunch. So,
but here, you know, here's one thing I do want to point out though, with Bitcoin or with any virtual currency, with any stock, with anything that you don't physically have in your hand, though, should there ever be a major IT infrastructure failure of the computer systems, guess what you don't have anymore?
Yeah,
you don't have any Bitcoin. You don't have any of that paper silver, or you know, that virtual silver, or those stock shares.
Oh, if you buy silver or gold, get it in your hand.
Get it in your hand.
All right, so, we got our stupid criminal of the week.
Please.
And he's not from Florida this week.
Really?
He's from California, and maybe he isn't really stupid either. I didn't have a real stupid criminal, so this is the closest thing I could find. But I don't know if this guy was a criminal before, but maybe he's just got an uncontrollable addiction for Roscoe's chicken and waffles and an aversion to being a sheep, as we heard Nick Searcy talk about earlier. This is Pasadena, California. Police are looking for an armed robber who hit the Roscoe's chicken and waffles Wednesday night. Well, he didn't rob the cash registers. Around 5:30 p.m., gentleman on video surveillance from the scene, he walked into the popular eatery without a mask. He was refused service when the situation escalated. Moments later, the would-be customer pulled out a gun. However, instead of asking for money, he just asked cashiers for some of Roscoe's famous chicken. He pointed a gun at me and says, "Just put the chicken in the bag."
He wants his chicken.
He came inside the restaurant without a mask. Cashier told him he needed a mask. He told the cashier, "If I don't put on a mask, what are you going to do?" Pulled out his gun, took the bag of chicken. The cook refused to give up the chicken. So he grabbed a few orders that were sitting on the counter for other people, and he left. So he got his damn chicken.
He got his chicken.
Now, L.A., which I don't even get into this tonight, but L.A. County Sheriff's Department witnessed part of the incident from across the street and pursued the suspect's vehicle for a short time. But after it entered the 210 freeway, the sheriff's department said they lost the vehicle and they weren't going to pursue it. The suspect remains at large. But I'm pretty sure he's washed his hands now, so you can't get the Roscoe's chicken and waffle smell as evidence. But man, the guy wanted chicken. I would be all in this guy's court. I would be all in favor of this dude if he just hadn't pulled a gun. If he just said "fuck you" and grabbed a couple of bags and run out, I'd have been cheering him on. But you didn't need to pull the gun and scare people. That's I'm a responsible gun owner, and you don't pull a gun unless you want to use it. He wasn't going to use a gun over chicken and waffles, so it was stupid. So in that case, he qualifies as a stupid criminal.
You're also a concealed carry gun owner, which means
I'm not allowed to say that. Oh, I guess you can.
Oh, well, which means you can't pull it out unless you're going to use it. And you,
yeah, that would, true. That
have
would
a
also
good
be
reason
true
to use it.
Now, we also have our stupid social media personality of the week. You may have heard about this one from Louisiana, and I don't really think this is that funny, but
it is funny.
A lot of people do. Including you. Tessica Brown. She's gained a captive audience on TikTok and Instagram after mistakenly using super strength adhesive on her hair. She was out of hairspray and she used Gorilla Glue spray on her hair. Now her hair looked fabulous. Except for that, she couldn't do anything with it afterwards. She said, "My hair has been like this for a month now. It's not my choice. It's not my choice," she says in the video. "When I do my hair like I like to, you know, finish it off with a little got to be spray, just to keep it in place. I didn't have any more, so I used this." And she hold up a can of the super strength adhesive Gorilla Glue, usually used for materials like metal, stone, and wood, which, according to the company's website, forms a clear, permanent bond that is moisture resistant. This girl can't even sweat right now, man. She can't even sweat with this crap on her head.
You know when you buy a snowblower and it says on the tag, "Do not use on your roof"?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
somebody obviously did. Now Gorilla Glue is going to say, "Do not use on here."
They're going to have to. Well, it's a bad, bad idea. She says, "Don't ever use this unless you want your hair to be like that, like forever." But the saga has been partly riveting, partly terrifying for onlookers. She isn't amused anymore. And basically she shaved her hair off as best she could, but, she's still got the glue all over her head, and some of you suggest she seeks legal action. Oh, now come on. What lawyer
is
going to take that one?
This is your own stupidity.
I'm sure it's California. So some lawyer probably will take it, but her supporters include Chance the Rapper, who tweeted, "I could tell Shorty genuinely didn't know she'd put on one of the world's most powerful adhesives in her hair." And another lady said, "I'm praying for a scalp, but shake my head, honey. You don't have a case."
People are sending her money. People feel bad for her. I didn't even pull up the article to see how much, but people are sending this dumbass money.
But I agree with Chance the Rapper's second tweet on this. He said, "I'm glad MFers actually supporting her through this. When I watched the video the second time, it was hard to laugh because I could tell Shorty generally didn't know she'd put on that adhesives on her shit. I hope she recovers well." Now,
fucking read the label.
There is
read.
There's a plastic surgeon in California who is going to do a procedure using surgical glue remover, which will take 3 treatments over 3 days and would run her $12,500. He said he'd do it gratis, but people are sending her money, so the doc should get paid. That's what I'm thinking.
This is just, man.
But yeah, read a label, kids. This is what you say about these kids that voted for Biden. Okay. They use Gorilla Glue in their hair. How can we take them seriously? Right.
And wear pussy hats.
And that too. So anyway, that's this week in this fucked up world that we got. Yep. We hope we explained some of it and made some of it slightly amusing.
Tried. And guess what?
We tried. It's hard. What?
We're going to be here on Sunday too. Not for this kind of stuff, but
Sunday night.
Sunday night, 11 o'clock.
I can talk by Sunday night.
Yeah.
I got a major dental thing on Thursday.
Get better soon because I can't do the show by myself.
Okay, I'm just fucking with you.
All right, 11 o'clock Sunday night. You can tune in, same place. You can tune in to offhookradio.com, idleradio.com, zoneoutradio.com, or the app on Google or Apple.
I should be out of my misery by Friday.
There you go.
So we're going to close tonight with a song dedicated to my hometown teams, the Stanley Cup winning Lightning and the Super Bowl victors, the Buccaneers. Take a guess what that song is.
We are the champions.
Talk to you next week.
Good night.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share. My bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.